This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today about what is going on our southern border, if there ever were a place that the citizenry needed the Second Amendment to protect itself, because the government either will not protect the citizens in some cases, or in others it may be even a little bit worse than failure. Nevertheless, I was in Tombstone, Arizona, not too long ago, and I happened to be in a store where on the counter they just had a stack of books, wasn't being terribly heavily promoted, and the title of the book is Deaver, The Life and Death of America's Sheriff. And one of the authors of that book, Larry Dempster, is on the line with me right now. And Larry, I just want to thank you for having written about Sheriff Deaver. I think he was a significant figure in the history of the border, the history of our country, really. And it's a story that needs to be told, because the way we deal with this or don't deal with this, it's going to have tremendous impact on our country, as it already has. So again, I thank you for having put your pen to paper, and I hope you are certainly watching your back.
Thank you. I appreciate your having me on.
So you're a long-time resident there. If I've got my facts right, you've been a rancher. You're now a writer, and you've been trying to get the word out on what in the world is going on the Arizona-Mexico border.
Well, we wrote four books total, Bill Daniel and I, and it's not necessarily what's going on now. It's what was going on. And there certainly is a connection to what's going on now and what was going on, and the politics that have changed considerably. But as you know from reading the books, I know you read more than just the Deaver book, there was a lot going on that we couldn't get out to the general public, or we wouldn't be believed because of whatever.
Well, obviously, a lot of what happens on the border, it's obvious to me, correct me if you don't agree, has to do with perception. And once President Trump was in office, the illegal assaults on our border had, at least for a time, dropped off. And I think that was perhaps perception, because, well, there's a new sheriff in town, and Donald Trump made that his signature issue. But the border still the way it was, unless something that got done that I didn't learn about, you can tell me what that secret development was. So it's still an accident waiting to happen from everything that you and Bill Daniel have been reporting. We got ourselves a king-size problem there, not very far from where you live.
Well, it's very much where I live. I deal with it every day. And you're right. I think it was the perception that there's a new sheriff in town or the country. It dropped off considerably. I consider myself to be an expert because I live it all the time on the southern border of Arizona. But I'm not an expert, and I don't claim to be, on the rest of the borders and the rest of the country. And I can tell you that on this border, the Arizona border, the activity has dropped off considerably. I don't believe that the drug movements have dropped off, or the amount of drugs have dropped off that much. So they must be running it someplace else. But we still have some activity. I see it on my ranch. I don't see them anymore, them being the illegals and the drug carriers. because they have been told to do not interfere with the ranchers and do not cause trouble. Just get your stuff from A to B as quickly as you can and without any trouble. So they are now, which is different with since Trump has been elected, acting different, much differently than they did in the past.
One of the things that I recall reading is the murder of a rancher who was out patrolling his property. It's almost hard for somebody like me to imagine what one of your ranches is like because it just goes for miles. You can't see one end to the other, nowhere near. And so here's this guy by himself out on his ranch taking a look at what's going on. And I guess he's grazing cattle here and there and probably trying to keep an eye for signs of other activity that may not be legal. On his property. So, as I say, on an ATV, he never came back that day. He got gunned down. Incredible.
Yeah, our ranches are pretty big here. I think Rob Krentz is the rancher you're talking about.
Yes, sir, it is.
He was a friend of mine, and he has probably, I would guess, 30, 40,000 acre ranch, something like that. Very big. On the cover of our book, Wonderful Land, we asked the family, I asked the family if we could take a picture of the drinker where he was going. A drinker is something that waters cattle. There's usually a windmill or a submersible pump that pumps water into a big tank and then gravities into a probably a 300-gallon steel tank with a float on it that you have to check, you know, almost daily in the summertime. Well, Rob was checking all his drinkers in his ATV with his dog. And stop me if you don't want me to tell the story, but this is significant to the whole thing.
Yeah. The guy's doing what ranchers do every day to make a living to serve the public that buys their product, and right. Didn't end well for him.
Now, in addition, Rob was a very nice man, and illegals went through his ranch all the time. It wasn't unusual to see a bunch go through, I mean, up to 70 at a time. And he would always help them. And he was a very kind man. And he saw this guy laying on the ground. Now, significant is the day before, he had found a load of dope on the ranch that he had reported to the Border Patrol. So he's driving up, and he sees this guy laying there, and he thought, well, I better go see what's wrong. And he drove up, and the guy rolled over and shot him. Shot him a number of times, and I also shot his dog. And Rob had guns with him, but he didn't have a chance to get to them. So he turned around and made a run for it, and by the time he got to the 100 yards or so away, he was dead.
And so we know that he was shot and made a run for it just from the blood trail, I would imagine.
Well, just from the location where the drinker was to where they found
him. And where they found him, yeah.
They found it the next morning, and the ATV was still running. And the dog was barely alive. So we all assumed that the dog was trying to protect him or something.
Sure.
And so they found him dead and put it all together the way it happened. And the guy that shot him, they really knew who it was. The sheriff, Huber, knew who it was. But that's a whole other story how that all happened. They never caught him.
He probably went south of the border until the coast was clear, and then I wouldn't be surprised if he's been back and forth several times since then. It's hard to imagine, but that border is so huge and so isolated with so few people that it really isn't all that difficult to slip back and forth. And this murderer would be one of those that took full advantage of that. No doubt he'd been surprised by Rancher Krentz when this occurred. Probably don't expect to see anybody when you're out there, and you might not for days on end.
Well, there's a couple of possibilities, and you're right, it is so wide open, so much area. But in this case, the neighbor was a guy named Warner Glenn, and at Ashurst, and Warner is well known as a tracker. He hires out as a guide. So Warner and Ed tracked this guy, and they had a nickname for him, Bigfoot. I knew it.
Let's pick up again with Bigfoot when we get back from the break. Talking today with Larry Dempster, the guy that got the book Deaver, The Life and Death of America's Sheriff, written and out to the public. We're going to talk some more about it and the situation on our border when we get back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Larry Dempster, He's a rancher, lives virtually on the border with Arizona and Mexico. And for our purposes, he is the author of Deaver, The Life and Death of America's Sheriff. And we were talking about, I think you had referred to it as Bigfoot. But let's pick up there. And by the way, folks, the book Deaver is on Amazon. That's probably the easiest way to get it. So if you just go to Amazon.com, look for Deaver, The Life and Death of America's Sheriff, and you can get this rather important book that talks about a, I'm not sure you've used the word, Larry, but the war on our southern border, I think, kind of fits. Maybe it's a little bit less intense right now, but I'm not sure we've done anything structurally yet to fix the situation there. So anyway, let's pick up where we were before the break.
Okay. So Warner Glenn and Ed Asher's tracked this guy, although it was a day later, to the border, and of course they never saw him again. And you're right, he did go south of the border, and he has been known to be back in the area a number of times in the drug business.
There's got to be just so much money involved in that business that people are willing to do things like that. Probably, if they don't have a conscience, they don't think a whole lot of it. And it's not a very pretty picture that gets painted. And this was the situation that Larry Deaver was dealing with. He'd been in the sheriff's office for quite some time, finally got himself elected sheriff 5 times, if I got my numbers right, in Cochise County, Arizona, not far from the border. And, wow, a lot of action. In fact, you detail a shootout at Miracle Valley, which in many ways is indicative of the mindset of the folks that are active now in what we call Black Lives Matter, the so-called anti-fascist, Antifa, that are actually fascists themselves in tactics and in views. There was a gal from Chicago that you tell about, a pastor that came down to this place in y'all's area, Miracle Valley, set up a cult location, and didn't go all that well. They weren't really good neighbors. They didn't like people that weren't like them. In fact, they were quite racist.
Extreme racist. They came from Chicago, and it was Pastor Frances Thomas. She had her own church. Brought, give or take, 200 members out to Cochise County. And they set up an operation in Miracle Valley, which is on the close to the border between Bisbee and Douglas, Arizona. I'm sorry, between Bisbee and Sierra Vista. And she decided that all white people were bad, and even some black people that ran with white people. And this isn't me making this up. I mean, she published this. And
right.
Told people we have all
right.
But it's not hearsay, and proceeded to establish a very violent cult there. Then, that 3 years after she got here, and determined and publicly stated that she was going to take over the county and change everything, and she wanted Sheriff Jimmy Judd dead. And he was the most powerful guy in the county in her view, so that was the guy to target. And we detail the whole thing in the book Shootout at Miracle Valley, and then a lot of questions about the legal system after the shootout, in which 4 people were killed and almost all the deputies were injured in one form or another. We detail
including Deaver.
Things that happened after that, including Deaver. He was shot with a shotgun in the side and in the face, and he carried pellets in his cheek all his life.
You know, you reported on something I found quite stunning, that when it was all over and literally the smoke had cleared, they found that a lot of the deputies never fired their guns. They were so trying to avoid escalating something where they were getting shot at. How much concern of escalation do you have to not shoot back when people are shooting at you?
No, that's right. And not only shooting at them, but beating them with the rebar and rocks and boards. And on the cover, we have a lady chasing a deputy who was Ray Thatcher, who was the guy who eventually shot two of the cult members. And she's hitting him with rocks, two or four. And she was a fourth grade teacher, actually, from Chicago. And Ray was an old cowboy before he became a deputy. And he said, you know, at one point he turned around and said, "Lady, I'm from Texas, and I was taught not to hit a woman. But you keep hitting me with that board, and I'm going to have to do something." She kept hitting him. And he turned around, and he had a mini 14, and he knocked her down with the stock. Said she bounced up like a bowling ball and just kept chasing him and hitting him.
Goodness. So I wonder if she was on drugs. That's a crazy behavior.
She was on the drug of being brainwashed.
Finally
he outran her and she gave out. He got away.
That I would say is restraint. And yet that wasn't the narrative that came into the media. Jesse Jackson graced the event with his contribution. And so it was immediately a white racist enterprise that was picking on those poor people just trying to find a place in the sun away from Chicago. Boo hoo.
Right. Now, there were a lot of dynamics to it, of course, and there was not an all-right side and not an all-wrong side, but the point was the deputies were doing their job, and they were doing their best to hold off, like you said, and if they hadn't, if they'd started shooting early, it would have been a massacre. I mean, it would have been a really horrible thing. Hundreds probably would have been killed, or within 100 anyway.
Of course, they're not going to get any credit for that. There won't be any award ceremonies for restraint under fire. They just got vilified for their trouble.
That was just the opposite, and that's what we detailed in book two, called Shootout at Miracle Valley, The Search for Justice. They did their best to indict Jimmy Jed, the sheriff, Bert Pittman, who was chief deputy, Ray Thatcher, who did the shooting, and Larry Deaver. Larry was the head of the SWAT team, but all he did was drive up to see what was going on and immediately was under fire and was shot, and his partner was shot, too. We have pictures of that. We have pictures of all of it, which is very unique because it had leaked to the Arizona Star the day before that something was going to happen, so they sent a photographer down there. So he took over 1,000 pictures of this gunfight, so we were able to truly document what happened.
Very incredible, because were it not for your account, I'm not sure where this information would be available outside of, say, a Jesse Jackson sermon. We're talking with Larry Dempster, one of the authors of Deaver, The Life and Death of America's Sheriff. You can get it on Amazon, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
We're taking a look today at our southern border, particularly the one with Mexico in Arizona. And I guess one of the things that I took away from reading your book, Larry Dempster, Deaver, The Life and Death of America's Sheriff, is that if you're going to go out there, particularly if you're going to go out there by yourself, you might not want to go out there by yourself. And however you go, you're probably not thinking clearly if you go out without the ability to protect yourself with a gun. It's still kind of a no man's land, or at least it certainly was at the time this was all going on during the Obama administration.
You know, I've sort of come full circle on that, Larry. I didn't carry a gun at one time, and then I went to carrying a gun. And after the Deaver incident, one of his famous quotes that I love, he said, "If they want me, they'll get me, and they'll get away with it." Now, they can be a lot of different, could be from a lot of different segments.
Right.
But the fact is, the drug carriers, the illegals, they're well armed. And as a rancher, I got to make a living, and it's difficult. It works in the movies, but in real life, carrying a gun is a pain in the neck. And I figure, what am I going to carry? I can't do my work carrying an M16. So you're going to outgun me anyway and outnumber me. So what's the point? You know, it's a pain. And then you got the liability of carrying a gun. Beaver used to tell me, he said, "Now, Larry, if you shoot somebody, you shoot an illegal. And I can probably get you off for self-defense, but I will never get you off of civil charges. So you will more than likely, with present political climate, you will probably lose everything because you're one guy and you don't have big-time support like they will have in prosecuting you."
And I think probably the particulars of that would be the Mexican-American Legal Defense Fund, MALDEF, might be one of the likely suspects to bring a lawsuit against a rancher who defended himself against an attack from an illegal alien. And the civil consequences of that, as you say, could be the loss of everything. And that's the reality that people are living with on the border. And I would hope that that's going to be changing under the current administration. But these would be civil cases brought in courts that have been populated by the likes of the Democrat governor of Arizona, Babbitt, and President Obama. And so we've got a long way to go before people have any kind of practical recourse in these courts of law. It's a very difficult situation that people face on our border. And I'm just outraged that we're putting up with that in the United States of America. We're defending ourselves against threats from Afghanistan and in Iraq and places like that, and you can't even ranch in Arizona?
Well, I don't want to overplay it or over-exaggerate it, but certainly after Rob Prince's murder and after Larry Deaver's murder, but particularly after Rob's, that really changed the outlook. And we're a pretty close-knit group down here, the ranchers on the border. We all admitted that, hey, you take a whole different look when you go out checking waters and checking your cattle. You always are looking over your shoulder and watching for somebody and knowing that there isn't much you can do about it. You have to give them the right-of-way. And, you know, that hurts a little bit. Some people say, well, you know, John Wade would just shoot them. So, well, yeah, John Wayne worked from a script.
Well, he also lived in a very different America. We've been pummeled for a long time by the politically correct. And I couldn't help but think of some of the comparisons that sprang up in my mind between what happened in that Miracle Valley shootout and the whole atmosphere, the politically charged atmosphere there, and something like these Jaspers operating in Charlottesville or places like that. There's a grievance mentality that the media buys and tries to sell to we the people, and it makes it extremely difficult for folks like ranchers on the border to be able to defend themselves, to operate their business. You just wonder when Americans are going to say enough. I think many of us thought that voting for Donald Trump was going to be that statement, but maybe more statements need to be made.
Now, you've hit on the real crux of it. Bill, when he and I wrote the books on the shootout, Jimmy Jed, the sheriff, asked me if I would do it. He was an old friend, so I hired Bill, and we wrote the books. We had the very naive perception that if we told the real story after the law enforcement had been made the villains during the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they were trying to do their job and enforce the law, and here's what happened.
With great restraint, let's continue to emphasize.
Yeah.
They did it with great restraint to the risk of their own life.
That's right. That if we wrote this story, something like this would never happen again. The American public would understand, hey, here's the way it is, and here's what happened. Let's don't let this happen again. Boy, were we wrong. It seems to be more exaggerated now than it was even then.
One of the things that came through the account in the Deaver book, and I saw it also in One If by Land, another book by your buddy Bill Daniel, is that there's a tremendous effort to control the data coming out of the border. And one of the things that I took a note of, and this I think is a verbatim statement from the Deaver book, as certain border sheriffs become more successful with border security issues, Washington adds restrictions to grants in order to cripple and control their efforts.
Yeah.
We don't want those sheriffs reporting on all these things, and certainly don't want them cracking down, because that's just not something that the folks at MALDEF and the ACLU and the hard left establishment is there to protect. And so that kind of leaves guys like you on the border. I was going to say out in the cold, but you don't get too much cold down there.
Well, you're absolutely right. And Deaver would not take any federal grants because of the strings that were always attached to them, where they were.
What clear thinking. That is incredible guts.
But that's one of the things that did him in. Deaver was our hope. He was nationally prominent. He was on a lot of TV shows. He showed a lot of courage in what he said. He went up against the establishment and the Supreme Court case with SB 1070. He was exchanging emails.
And by the way, a lot of people may not be familiar with a reference to SB 1070, but it was a bill that the state of Arizona had made law that said that, hey, we're going to deal with our own immigration problem.
Right. And it was... law enforcement was really hammered by the media for even talking about 1070, and Larry supported it, went to Washington many times, he went on TV, and I think that was a big part of what did him in.
You know, you've made a reference several times to having been murdered and done in, and I think that's a sharper choice of words than even was in the book. Why don't we describe what we know of his last minutes, because it's kind of spooky, and it's another thing that kind of makes me upset that nothing happens. We've had Fast and Furious, where the government was giving guns to the Mexican cartel. Nobody goes to jail. Maybe some people get reassigned to Washington. Oh, the horror of getting reassigned to Washington. But that's about it. And meanwhile, people are dying, getting gunned down. This is a pretty rough business. So let's pick it up there when we get back. We'll talk some more about Larry Deaver, and talking now with Larry Dempster.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And I'm speaking today with Larry Dempster, who's the author of Deaver, The Life and Death of America's Sheriff, whose name was actually Larry Deaver. So we'll try not to confuse you with all the Larrys involved in this conversation today. We had referred to it before the break. Let's get into it now. In the book Deaver, as I recall, Deaver's last minutes were, we know something about them for sure, that his car went off the road and he crashed into some inanimate objects, and that was that. He was finished, dead, killed. Why the car went off the road is something that was not clear. There was a very nasty effort, I would say, by somebody to make it look as if Deaver were three sheets to the wind, drunk. The guy was a Mormon. He didn't drink. He was a teetotaler. And yet they had strewn, if I got this right, if I'm working off memory now, the scene of the accident or nearby had a bunch of booze bottles around. That just was so out of character that that's not really plausible. What in the world were they thinking that we would buy a story like that?
Yeah, that's right. You got to understand, this is a small community, and I'm pretty old, and Deaver was 10 years younger than me, but I knew Deaver most of his life, and I knew him well after we started writing the shootout books. So Larry was a good friend of mine, and I knew he and his family extremely well. When they told me about the accident, that is the wrong word. When they told me about the wreck,
good,
and the circumstance of the wreck, I first thought, okay, Larry was having trouble. His parents were in their end days. So he was having a lot of emotional trouble with that. He went up to go elk hunting with his family, boys. He got six boys. He was extremely close to those boys. He was to go to the White Mountains and set up camp first, and expecting the first group of grandsons within an hour. And so I thought, okay, he made a bad judgment, went around the corner, and I knew the road somewhat, so he had a wreck. And what a shame, catastrophe. News media descended on the area, and because they knew that I knew him, they were all interviewing me. So that was the feeling. Terrible accident. About 3 weeks or so later, his media printed that he was at 0.032 alcohol level in his blood, which is four times the legal limit in Arizona.
And that's just not believable. That's just not believable.
Now, when I heard that, I said, this whole thing has a bad smell to it. And just a little while before that, and I'm trying to make this short, Larry had come to me. Larry was never paranoid. He was never afraid. Or if he was, he didn't indicate it. He said to me and Bill, he said, you guys better be careful because he didn't say that. He said, you better be careful. And we said, no, you better be careful.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked me, what kind of a gun do you carry? Now, this is very unusual for Deaver to ask me that. And I told him. We talked about that a while. When he drove off, I thought something's really wrong here. This was in July, and the What If I Land book had just come out. And he said a lot of things in that book that I think contributed to what happened to him. So I said, you know, Bill and I weren't going to write any more books. We had it, and I called Bill, and I said, hey, I think we need another one. There's something fishy in this whole story. So we started to write it with the intent. Our feeling was that we would love to prove that this was an accident, because otherwise Bill and I are going to have to look over our shoulder.
And, of course, the larger implications of this is this was probably pretty high tech. So either a very determined cartel or a very determined rogue government caused that to happen.
Well, I think it was the latter. The cartel's not nearly that sophisticated.
We hope.
Put a bomb in
we hope. From your lips to God's ears.
And so we started to investigate this. Now, this is an old cowboy and a scriptwriter doing this. Not, I don't want to put us down, but we started working hard at it with the idea that we were going to prove that it was somehow an accident. But the more we got into it, things just did not fit. Just didn't fit. Now Larry, I'm sorry to correct you, but Larry was not a teetotaler. He was a Mormon. He would never, ever drink before he was going to meet his boys. That just wasn't him. That's impossible. And he would never carry a lot of booze. One beer was about his limit, and that was very unusual. But he would never get drunk. That's just not plausible. So that's ruled out right away.
Well, and you'd have an awful lot of people that could testify to that the guy was not an abuser of booze.
Because they knew of my relationship, they would say, that can't be.
Right.
And after we wrote the book, we get incredible encouragement and gratefulness for writing the book that put it all in perspective for his friends and family. And we went up, and I drove the same road that Larry drove. And I tried to do it at the same time of day. And he made the corner. There was a corner. And there was no doubt if he had been that drunk, he wouldn't have made the corner. He would have gone flying off out into the rocks. That's one thing. The black box showed that his speed stayed the same going down the hill. Never decreased. He went off the road, but not much, just like 4 feet off the road, bouncing over rocks and debris and whatever. It's big pine trees. He never hit the brakes, according to the black box. Never hit the brakes. His speed never changed. Now, even if you're not drunk, or if you were drunk, and he absolutely was not,
mm-hmm.
he would have just driven back on the road. Didn't happen. Within about maybe 200 yards from the time he turned the corner, it was a sheriff's department truck, pickup truck he was in. They went straight across the road, lost the wheel. The tire came off the wheel. He hit a rock embankment and did a 360, smashed the truck up, but didn't crush the inside. He didn't have a seatbelt on. He was, it's going to take a lot of time, but not going into all the details of it.
Yeah, but it
makes
too much.
No sense whatsoever that he was killed.
Well, one of the things that...
Killed by the wreck. He had to be killed by something else.
Well, it certainly would seem that way. Since I read the book and you began to kind of toss out the idea of the black box being made to go wacko, I have read now several accounts of where that is increasingly possible on all of our cars, because most cars on the road today do have that black box. And the scary thing is, I was just reading recently, is that even conceivably a drone could have the equipment to diddle with somebody's black box, causing the car to behave out of control, out of the driver's control. That is super uncomfortable type information, and that could very well explain what happened to Deaver, who was pushing on issues that lots of people didn't want him to push on.
That's the only explanation, and it's well documented, and it's been put out in the public. It's not hard to find documentation that that's not only possible, but relatively easy to do. And I would love for somebody to say, well, here's what really happened, and it was not as you're indicating. I would love that. Boy, I don't know how much.
Please prove it. Yes, please.
Yeah, yes. Show me. But the facts that I know, that we know, what we uncovered, I can't see that it could be anything else. But please, somebody help me.
Oh, and how? Because this was a guy who was really getting into exposing a government policy that was bipartisan, from what I can tell. Let those illegals in. That's something that lots of different interests for different reasons want to have happen in this country. And Deaver was trying to enforce Arizona law about illegal immigration. And he was, as you point out, very publicly well known nationally. He was a national figure. And he just got to the point where it would sure look to me like somebody didn't want him around to the point they were willing to do something about it. We're going to have to leave it up in the air like that for now, but we'll keep looking. We're talking with Larry Dempster, the author of Deaver, The Life and Death of America's Sheriff. I strongly urge folks that you go on to Amazon and get a copy for yourself.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.